Welcome to the show. Welcome to your Thought Life podcast. I am your host, Michael Anderson. On this podcast, we help people overcome mindset challenges to fast-track personal and professional success. If you haven't already, do subscribe and follow the podcast so you don't miss any of the episodes that are released on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. I want to thank each of you for your support of the podcast and for listening in so faithfully. Today, we're going to be talking about loving yourself, flaws and all. In life, as you very well know, the relationship we forge with ourselves serves as the foundation for our overall well-being and fulfillment. It is not from without, but rather from within, that we're able to enjoy life to its fullest, to love ourselves in the highest format, and to experience those levels of fulfillment that many people strive for their entire lives. Loving yourself, it's not just about an indulgence, but it's definitely associated with the necessity for personal growth and resilience. There's going to be things that are going to be dropped in your lap that you didn't ask for. There are going to be things that are going to be placed in your pathway that you didn't want. Each time life deals us something, we need the ability to bounce back. And it's through personal growth that we develop the skill sets and the muscle memory to be able to do what is necessary in the time of need to propel ourselves out of the situation and back into the driver's seat. Loving yourself, flaws and all, is one of the highest order of things that you can do for you to help you in this process. So in this episode, what we're really aiming to do, family, is to unravel the importance of developing a positive self-relationship. As always, we're going to take a look at what science has to say about this, and then we're going to give you some practical tips in terms of wisdom that was to help you recognize the transformative power you already have resident in your being. It's interesting that scientific research substantiates the significance of self-love for mental and emotional health, even down to the physical level. There are sort of an abundance of studies that show that people with higher levels of self-compassion experience lower levels of stress, anxiety, and depression. Why is that? The locus is focused on love. It's a love and an appreciation / forgiveness toward ourselves that is paramount. This is the dynamic that allows self-compassion to play out in this greater format in our lives. What's really cool is neurologically, when you practice self-love, you're able to bounce back at such an epic rate that you never even have the opportunity, when you get good at this, to start feeling those feelings that we just talked about: high levels of stress, anxiety, or depression. What's the theme? The theme is you are constantly creating neurological pathways that shield you from the shenanigans, and with love being one of the highest powers, one of the highest vibrations, it in and of itself, when embraced, can break through all of those things. And this is another reason why we share that loving yourself, flaws and all, is one of the best things that you can do for you. Let's consider for a moment three reasons we don't love ourselves. I'm going to begin by sharing with you one that is very near and dear to my heart, which is negative self-talk and internal criticism. 12 years ago, this was me. I did this perpetually, all the time, in the same way that, you know, I brush my teeth each day. I went through these two things each and every day. it was a cyclical process that I could not short circuit. It played out in my life literally every single day. And this is when the human mind tends to amplify shortcomings and mistakes. I grew up in a set of circumstances where I didn't have positive role models. What I learned school of hard knocks. That is probably not the best way to create the most formidable period of your life. This sort of harsh internal dialogue is ever present, always on, and it aims literally to keep you where you are. The persistent self-criticism erodes our self-esteem. And this is what was taking place with me. I didn't have a self-esteem. Well, I had one, but it was severely undernourished. The concept of me being able to love myself, flaws and all, not possible. I had a negative self-perception. This internal negativity became like a brick wall between where I was and the love that I needed to break through it. So know that negative self-talk, internal criticism, always judging yourself, and the application of both of those together, it's a self-doubt, it's a self-blame trap. That is one of the reasons why you have a very difficult time loving yourself. Number two is external expectations and standards. All of our lives from early age, we're often and were bombarded with all of these ideas of what a good-looking person should look like, of what success should look like, how material possessions showcase that you've somehow made it. Well, these expectations, unfortunately, create a comparison loop. And if you know anything about comparisons, they don't tend to be fair. They're typically not, as we do them, apples to apples. When it's played out, this loop, it leads us to feel as though we're not enough. If the feeling of we're not enough isn't enough, there's this also set of feelings that go something along the lines of unworthy, where we perceive ourselves as have fallen short from some standard. Well, I'm here to tell you that the pressure to conform to all of these norms, they come in and overshadow our ability to appreciate and love ourselves for who we truly are. Recognizing that this is at play would be the second reason why it's very difficult for you to love yourself. And the third reason is from past traumas and unresolved issues. We have a plethora of different experiences. Experiences of rejection, experiences of abandonment, experiences of abuse. Whenever you're faced with such a diverse set of circumstances that are not favorable, they leave what are called emotional scars. And these scars affect as well our self-perception and our self-worth. When you have these scars and you come up against a set of circumstances that looks similar, feels similar, guess what happens? All of those memories from the trauma and how you felt during the midst of the trauma come rushing back to you. And God forbid it wasn't resolved. All of that additional baggage and all of the other situations that were close-knit in other incidents come along with it to really give it a tremendous amount of empower. It's important for us to be able to notice this, for us to be able to understand this, and then go get healed from the trauma. We don't want to carry burdens of emotion, burdens of pain that obstruct the pathway for us loving us. We gotta love us despite our flaws. Any unresolved issues that manifest, that are deep-seated, are going to feed that insecurity loop, and we want out of that. There are five different things that we can do to create a set of circumstances where we can foster this love for ourselves despite our flaws. It's one that you always hear if you're a regular listener here, me talk about, and that's practicing self-kindness. We talked a little bit already about compassion, but here we want to really accentuate it and tell you that you have to begin treating yourself with the same kindness and the same understanding that you would with a friend, a close confidant, family member, someone that you enjoy spending time with and being around. These types of people you have as central to your life, and they feed into you in a positive way. And as a result, you treat them this way. You got to do the exact same thing for yourself. You've got to really think about and observe how you're treating yourself. If you're not treating yourself at least as good as you treat others, this is a call for change. Literally, the change is for you to embrace self-compassion, to speak to yourself differently, take on thoughts that build you up, that are positive, and change that inner dialogue. Number two is to set healthy boundaries. Too many of us have a problem with saying no. Too many of us allow our family members and close friends that we're in either in relationship or doing life with to ask of us so much or to treat us in certain ways that infringe on the boundaries. Well, they're able to do that because we haven't set them. We need to set the boundary. We need to think about in any given situation, incident, circumstance, infringement, what is the maximum level that I can tolerate before I need to stand up and say, that was it. This is enough. When you do this, you think about it and then you communicate it ahead of anything occurring so that the person, the people that you're doing life with are already in the know. They have a very good idea where not to go. Then that also makes it very easy down the road for you to take a stand for yourself because you have established the boundary. You're going to learn to recognize and communicate your needs real time. Maybe there's an area that you've overlooked. You haven't set a boundary yet. You need to know enough about you, enough about your composition, enough about your triggers to know if I get triggered, this is specifically how I'm going to respond. Then go do it. Number three is to celebrate your achievements. Momentum carries a tremendous amount of weight in this self-development storyline. By you taking the time to celebrate your achievements, your wins, your victories, writing those down in your journal, sharing them with a close friend that would not be critical of what you have achieved or jealous-hearted, this is really important. It's not a small matter because when you're able to reflect on your personal accomplishments, this boosts your self-esteem. Unlike some of the things that we've just talked about, the three reasons why we don't love ourselves, external expectations and standards, trauma, unresolved issues, negative self-talk, and internal criticism. When we're building ourselves or boosting our self-esteem, we are influencing directly a much more positive self-image, which, again, is an enabler and not a disabler. Number four, you're going to invest in self-care. Self-care is cool. No matter what you hear or read, self-care is the bomb. Self-care is all of that in a bag of chips. Why? Because it prioritizes activities that recharge your batteries, that nourish your mind, that revitalize your body, and that energize your soul. All of those things are neglected in this world that we live in by many, it doesn't take a long time for that to catch up with us. And then all sorts of weird things start to take place in the body and in the mind. We have the power to correct these situations. You can do very simple things. You can plan time to read. You can do as I do and take a meditative walk. You can practice yoga. You can engage in a morning routine that involves mindfulness. There are numerous self-care activities that you can do to amplify your well-being, which promotes self-love. When you're taking care of yourself, it's far easier to have a level of love and compassion towards yourself, especially if what you're doing for yourself feels good. And then the last thing is embracing imperfections. No one is born, at least that I know of, perhaps there's some exceptions, with everything literally all sorted out, all fixed, perfect, ready to go, flawless. Nobody is there. People go through their entire lives. I've read and heard countless stories from very elder and senior people who were about to transition. They too share that they never were able to hit perfection. I don't think that that's achievable. I think you get really good at things, but we want ourselves to be perfect. Once you are able to release from that, the faster you're able to release from that, the sooner you'll be able to get your breakthrough. I embrace my flaws. I embrace my mistakes. I embrace my past. I embrace the things that I'm working on right now to make myself better because I recognize those as growth opportunities. I don't think any less of myself because I don't have every single area of my life buttoned up tight. You shouldn't either. Understanding that flaws and mistakes are a vital part of the journey, that is another way for us to head quickly in the direction of self-love. And we started talking about today loving yourself, flaws and all. When we get to this final one, embracing perfection, I want you to think about it just one more time. I want you to hear it one more time. Accept that imperfections are okay. The idea of obtaining and attaining this ideal state that's flawless, that doesn't have any issues, it's just all squared away. Remove that from your mentals. Remove that from your mindset because that's just not where we are. There are things that we're going to master. There's things that we're going to come close to mastering. There are some things we're going to need to work on, and that's going to be a lifelong journey. Embrace where you are. Love yourself regardless and let go of all of the rest. If you will do this, you will be laying a groundwork for a greater sense of compassion, a greater sense of well-being, and you'll be empowered to love yourself irrespective of your flaws. Thank you so much for tuning in, and thanks for listening to this episode. I appreciate your time and your attention. You can reach me on IG at Your Thought Life, Y-O-R, Thought Life, no spaces. And I want to remind you that you are enough. You can do it. And you are uniquely equipped to realize your goals. And until next time, take care and be safe.